Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 710 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Glenn.
Pat, love your site, love the new design, and I've been listening to your stuff for a long time now. I have a question for you, and I'm just curious as to what you're doing and what your thoughts are on this, but have you ever considered doing a marketplace for people to buy and sell their websites that they develop on your site? And what are your thoughts on this? Why have you not done this? Have you considered doing this? I'm just curious about that, because a trusted marketplace would be a fantastic thing. I think it would be a great way for you to make money and help others make money. So thank you.
Hey, Glenn, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you following along, and I love the fact that you're thinking about other things that we could do together here on SPI to better the community. I love that. In terms of a marketplace to buy and sell websites, I mean, there are some that exist out there already. Flippa.com is one that I've had experience with. I've actually purchased a website from there before, and I've never sold anything on there, but I know for a fact that the buying and selling of websites is a totally different kind of experience. It could be considered like selling property. There's a lot that goes into finding the right people, having people be to get to a point where they know that you have a property worth that amount of income. I mean, Flippa.com is more of an auction type of website, but you can potentially sell websites on your own in a private manner. And to have some sort of marketplace where people can go that's trusted would be great. And I would love to, you know, be able to provide that. However, I feel like there's a few things that come to mind here. For one, in order to manage that, I'd need a whole ecosystem that would allow me to make sure that, you know, these websites are trusted, and, you know, there's a probably going to be some sort of application process to make sure that people did use the strategies, they're not doing anything bad, and, you know, where do I draw that line, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. The money handling aspect of it just adds a whole layer of legal aspects and things to consider. It's just a lot of additional work that, you know, I feel wouldn't provide the ROI for what it actually is. As much as I would love to provide that solution for people, because I know there are people out there who build websites who love to just build websites. And so they build and they sell and they build another thing and they sell. A lot of people have done that. And a lot of people love to buy a site that's already built. And that's why sites like Flippa.com do really well, because of those reasons. But, you know, for me to manage that, I mean, that's a whole completely new business model. I would need an entire team, I think, of, you know, 2 to 3 people at least to be able to manage that to a point where I could feel confident that it would provide the value that I feel like it should. That being said, the SPI community itself, especially the one on Facebook at smartpassiveincome.com/community, you can join that group right now if you want. It's a fantastic group that where people just help each other out. And so I've seen people, although I try to get people not to spam their own stuff all the time. If you truly have a website, for example, that you feel would be for sale, and you know, you could p- potentially try to sell it there, although I do have some amazing admins who try to decrease that. But you could start that conversation first. I wouldn't go on into any forum and just start suddenly selling stuff or advertising things. I would get to know people first, and then through conversation, then bring up the things that I have to potentially offer in a more organic manner. And that's a place that you can go to meet a lot of the great community members too, and just get a lot of help and offer help too. So I hope that answers your question, Glenn. That's pretty much the reason why I haven't decided to go down that route. There's a lot of other projects I have in the back of my mind that are happening as we speak, including a course that's currently running with a few students, founding members, who are going to be going and helping shape what that course becomes and actually provide feedback for what already exists in it. There's some physical products down the road too that I'm going to be venturing into. And so there's a lot of things already on the plate. Marketplace like that would be, you know, pretty tough to handle to the top quality that I'd want related to everything else that I have going on too. But that being said, I think the big lesson here is there are ways to provide services for your audience like this that could be really helpful. That could be a win for everybody. The one that comes to mind is the Pro Blogger Job Forums, which I know is a very highly respected job posting platform for bloggers specifically. So people looking for writing jobs and, you know, go there. Good, look up Job Board Pro Blogger, run by Darren Rouse over at problogger.net. It's an amazing job board where I know he makes money from that, but more than that, he's able to have his community connect with each other in a way that everybody wins. So go ahead and check that out. And Glenn, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from blogger Lee Auden. He says, and I love this quote, he says, "A blog is only as interesting as the interest shown in others." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.